A proposed amendment to North Carolina's constitution seeks to restrict when state and local governments can seize private land. The amendment passed the State House of Representatives last week, is on to the Senate, and would ultimately require voter approval in 2016. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the actual effect is uncertain.
The power of eminent domain allows federal, state, and local governments to claim private land for public purposes, such as the Blue Line. The city of Charlotte claimed about a fifth of the land using eminent domain. The law instructs cities to pay fair value for what they take. But state lawmakers feel the power is too broad right now, says Representative Chuck McGrady. The House passed his constitutional amendment last week almost unanimously.
It is a direct reaction to a U.S. Supreme Court decision that more broadly allowed condemnation for projects that would have a public purpose to them.
Kelo versus New London is a famous or notorious 2004 court case. In a 5-4 decision, the court allowed a Connecticut city to seize land not for power lines or a new highway, but for an economic development project containing a public park and private homes. The court found that job creation and urban renewal count as public purposes. McGrady says not in North Carolina.
North Carolina traditionally has used a different standard, a public use standard.
McGrady's bill would add a constitutional amendment to the ballot saying private property can only be taken for, quote, public use. It would also allow a jury to determine the value of seized land. And finally, the bill finds sections of state law that currently allow seizure for public use or benefit and strikes the words or benefit. Pretty clear? UNC Chapel Hill eminent domain expert Chuck Zipsack isn't so sure.
It seems to me to narrow the power of the General Assembly to authorize use of eminent domain. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how it does that because we still have to figure out what public use means.
This is a little technical, but basically in the Kelo case, the court ruled on the phrase public use and ruled it can mean a purpose or benefit. So even if it passes the Senate and wins voter approval, Zipsack expects the amendment's main effect will be to land that phrase, public use, back in court. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.